Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, I'm not even going to call it the recap anymore. Let's call it glancing at the headlines from The Truth About Guns with the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How's it going, sir?
It's going pretty well here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still getting my back played with.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
Well, no. Hey, listen, next time you see me, I'll be taller.
Hey, that's good.
You think I'm kidding? When I first went to him, and this was his description, he said that my right leg was 3 inches shorter than my left. He said it was a cartoonish difference. He said if he hadn't seen it himself, he wouldn't have believed it.
Oh. Well, I got to go to your guy. I need some more height.
Yeah, well, hey. I didn't say that it was pain-free getting there, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, anyway. Let's us talk about this. Now I know Kat Ainsworth. I like Kat, but I have a few questions about her article that's on the front page right now about more gun sales doesn't mean a bigger gun vote.
Well, yeah. What specifically were you questioning?
Well, see, according to the NSSF, and I think you mentioned it or something, but there's 5 million new gun owners out there?
Yeah, we just posted that. The NSSF, their latest data is 5 million so far this year, and it's only August. There's still, 5 months left to go?
Sure. If these 5 million new gun owners were all anti-gun, right, and they all voted anti-gun before they bought these guns, and now 1 in 5 of them are going to vote pro-gun, we have net more gun voters now. We have for the single issue.
I think that's true. And I don't think she means that none of these people are going to be gun voters. I just think that she doesn't want people to overestimate, you know, that they're not going to have some sort of road to Damascus conversion because they've spent an hour in a gun store and came home with a firearm. Certainly some of them may change their mind, certainly about guns, but how many of those will then translate into an actual effect on who they vote for this November?
Right.
That's obviously an open question, but you have to hope for, forget 1 in 5, I'll take 1 in 10, I'll take 1 in 20.
Yeah.
That alone could make a very big difference depending on where they are.
Especially if they were all anti-gun to begin with. Now, the other thing
exactly.
Is this sociologist, David, is it Yamani? Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, so does she know him or something, or does she know about him?
I don't know. I've read his blog for a while. He is I think he would bill himself as a liberal gun owner. He's a very thoughtful guy and writes some interesting things on the subject of America's gun culture.
Yeah, but doesn't just being I don't call them liberals, I call them leftists. You're a liberal because you're for liberty. I'm a liberal because I'm for liberty. Doesn't being a leftist gun owner sort of put them in a tizzy from the get-go?
There's all kinds of people who think of themselves as liberal slash leftist gun owners. There's the liberal gun club. There's the there's the pink pistol people. There's the armed equality people. There's all kinds of people who own firearms. On the left, there's the socialist gun club. They all have different reasons for buying firearms. Some of them perfectly reasonable. Some of them crazy because they think Trump's about to open up FEMA camps and intern everyone there. So you have a spectrum of people across the political continuum from left to right who are buying firearms now. They always have, of course, but we've got even more. How many of them actually start voting their gun rights? We'll see.
Well, the other thing, with some of these new gun owners, like the new gun owners, say, in California,
mm-hmm.
where they were told that it was easier to buy a head of celery, a bunch of celery, than it was to buy, it was harder to buy celery than it was a gun. And then they said, we can't, you can buy guns on the internet and there's no background checks and there's none of this and all these things they voted for. they found out different.
Yeah.
They found out different. And then once, even if they were approved for the background check, some of them then found out they had to wait for 10 days to pick up the gun so they would cool off.
Yeah, they weren't too happy about that when they found out the reality of the hoops you had to navigate to actually
now,
get a firearm in your hands.
Is it Dr. Yamani? Does Dr. Yamani, does he actually take this into account? Or I see where he's looking at the diversity of groups and everything and, possibly thinking out loud about what their other political thought pattern might be.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He's a sharp guy. And I think he's taking the same sort of approach. He doesn't want people to think that this is going to translate into millions more pro-gun votes. It's probably going to be in the tens of thousands. But again, that's still a lot of new pro-gun votes. And depending on how gun owners react to these new current gun owners react to the people joining their ranks, we could hopefully convert more of them. If they actually get trained and don't just bring that new gun home and keep it in the box and throw it in a closet and think, okay, now my family's protected.
I just found that interesting. First of all, anybody that's going to talk to the Trace, well, let's just say I don't do leftist media anymore. I've been a guest on the Tom Hartman show, which you may or may not have ever heard of that.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's the biggest leftist talker on talk radio. And he's a complete fraud because he's actually quite the capitalist. But that's beside the point. When you're a guest on his show, it's verbal chaos the whole time because he'll ask you the question and then answer it for you. And I just got tired of that sparring session with him where I would try to, have a discussion with him, so I just don't do it anymore.
So it's kind of like a congressional hearing.
Yeah, just like it, where he's making statements and everything, and I'm just here just taking it so he can look like he's dominating me.
Yeah, you're just
and
a
he,
tackling
now,
dummy.
Over time, now, he can't get anybody to come on his show on that side anymore.
Well, it's annoying when you can't get your point in edgewise.
Yeah, so getting out there and talking to the Trace, which I like the fact that they put out there. The Trace is a news organization. Sure you are. No problems there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this article on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check out Kat. Kat is a very good writer. I have followed her across a couple of websites now. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, from the truth about guns, let's segue, sir, and let's go look at, you had a contributor, and I believe this is also a very valid point about what's going to change the way some people vote, and it may not be a, you know, an avalanche this time around, but I mean, it's a slow-moving ship. It takes a long time to make a turn, but you've got a really good article about the lockdowns and the poster boy of the lockdowns, which is not, you know, that's the New Jersey governor. I think he's the poster boy of the lockdowns, isn't he?
Yeah, he pretty much is. He's also has the distinction of having the state with the highest death rate from COVID-19 in the country. So that's the real distinction. He should be very proud.
Well, it is my hope that they go back and look at these deaths, because if they're all going by the CDC guidelines, the CDC guidelines state if me and you go out and we both have COVID-19 and we go skydiving and our chutes don't open, it's another COVID-19 death. That's the way they are, right?
Yeah, that'd be a bad way to go.
It would. You get to think about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you point the one thing out that I don't think very many, it's not being pointed out enough. We were told in the beginning, everybody did this voluntarily because we wanted to unite as a country to flatten the curve. We were told it would take 15 days to flatten the curve. And the flattening of the curve was to simply make sure the hospitals were not overrun in the beginning, right? And now, here we are, well, here they are in New Jersey, 160-plus days in, with their very compassionate governor. Now, do you think that might change some voters' ideas on things?
It's certainly possible. And the point of the article, of course, is that, you know, if he's able and willing to use executive power the way he has throughout this emergency for the coronavirus, what might he do, should he have a mind to do it, regarding guns? He could declare some sort of state emergency, gun violence emergency, quote-unquote.
Yep. Yep.
You know, if Newark goes crazy and riots and loots and or whatever, it's the point is the precedent that this kinds of thing sets, with courts not willing to step in and negate some of these restrictions on free speech in some cases, certainly religion, you know, closing down churches. I mean, even church ceremonies where they're willing to do it outside or do it in a drive-in theater, many of those have been closed in different states. It's just insane. It's crazy. But if you want to hold a protest regarding police violence or something like that, then it's fine. Bring out tens of thousands of people, and you're good to go.
Right.
And pack them all into a relatively small area. But if you want to hold church services on a Sunday morning, even though you take all the precautions and people are masked and they're sitting in every other pew and all that, no, we can't have that.
You think these totalitarian types, when they do these little probes where they're out there saying, I wonder if they'll take this. Do you think they keep a book on this and pay attention to the ripples they see and that come back, and the little pushback here, the pushback there?
It wouldn't surprise me, and it's the frog boiling in the water. You know, if you turn it up slowly enough, all of a sudden you're in boiling water. And I think, to a certain extent, it's kind of a probing effort to see how much he can do and get away with before somebody sues him. Although that takes, you know, that could take months, if not years, to resolve itself. So he pretty much does what he wants to do and says, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, even when the left has a judge go against them, they try to find a way around that, too. Look at the way they treat the Heller decision.
Yeah, exactly. So. There's always another judge until there isn't.
Yep.
Until the Supreme Court decides they're not going to take a case regarding accept the Second Amendment. So,
well, I look at this kind of stuff and I just wonder about it because for some of these states, in some of these states, like for example, I think New York State's done, especially New York City. New York City's done. They are done.
Yeah, I wrote something about that over the weekend because it's really sad when you think about it. I know most people, especially most gun owners, people live in a...
Did we lose Dan?
Yes, did it.
Oh, there
I'm here. Got me?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They hate New York City and run it down. I used to work there. I worked in a job where I was there a week a month, and I love New York City. And I love what New York City was. But this was in the early 2000s after Giuliani had done his work cleaning the city up, and Bloomberg had just gotten in office, and he did of all people, Michael Bloomberg, he did a pretty good job maintaining the city. And keeping it a clean, safe place to be, to live, to work, to walk around and just have all kinds of fun. Well, it didn't take Bill de Blasio too long to start undoing that. In fact, it happened almost as soon as he was inaugurated. It's been trending down anyway. And then when you throw on top of it rioting, looting, and a pandemic, it's just awful. The shooting violence and the shootings, the general level of violence and crime have skyrocketed. He's cut $1 billion out of the city's police force budget, and probably the only reason it wasn't $2 billion is he didn't think he could get away with it. And it's sad to see what's happened to that city, but I think you're right. I don't think it's going to take years for New York to recover. I think it's going to take decades, and I don't think it'll ever quite be what it was.
Well, it would have to do a massive change on taxes and a whole bunch of other things. So, I don't see that happening voluntarily. But before we run out of time in this segment, go to thetruthaboutguns.com. You can see this about New Jersey. That's a very good article about New Jersey. For those who don't live in a state like New Jersey, take a look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kenosha County, Wisconsin is declaring a state of emergency curfew that begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers is also calling up the National Guard. This after rioters and looters destroyed downtown Kenosha hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. He was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. This restaurant owner telling Fox 6 in Milwaukee,
We had this door broken out. We had the dining room was ransacked, and then we have two windows over there that are broken out.
Mississippi and Louisiana residents are preparing for two tropical storms to make landfall this week. This is only the 10th time in U.S. history that two storms will make landfall in a one-week period since 1868. This is USA Radio News. President Trump declared the wildfires raging in California a major disaster, which allows for federal funds to be used by people and businesses harmed by the fires in seven counties to pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and other needs. A Cal Fire spokesman saying,
"The second and third largest fires in California history are burning around us at the moment."
So far, nearly 1 million acres have been burned in California wildfires. Last week, the Democrats held their convention. Now it's the Republicans' turn. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office.
The Dow was up 378 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you make a distinction. I was actually going to talk about Kat's other article concerning Joe Biden, but you make a distinction earlier on in the, where the Democrats think that after all the time where gun control has been a really bad campaign idea, it is finally a thing that has come to its zenith to where it's a good part of the program, huh?
Well, they think so. They're certainly betting the farm on it. You're right. I mean, they for years and years and years, they did a good job of hiding what they really want to do. They said, "Oh, no. We're pro Second Amendment. We respect the Second Amendment. All we want to do is put in place some common sense gun safety measures to make sure that gun violence is minimized and the wrong people don't get their hands on firearms." All that pretense is now out the window. That's nobody believes that anymore. All you have to do is go to Creepy Joe's webpage and find his gun control plan, because it's all right there. He wants the full smorgasbord of gun control points. He wants an assault weapons ban. He wants magazine capacity limit. He wants red flag laws. He wants a one gun a month ban. He wants to close the alleged Charleston loophole, which isn't even a loophole. Okay, he wants, you name it, if you've heard it spouted from the mouth of Shannon Watts or Chris Brown, or John Feinbaum or any of them, it's on there. He's got a laundry list of gun control, and they think that will be attractive to middle of the road suburban voters. That was the plan when they rolled all this stuff out in December, January, February. But the world has changed since then. And as the NSSF noted, and we talked about earlier, there are now 5 million new gun owners in this country that we didn't have before. And there's no question that the sales, gun sales, aren't slowing down at all. And I'm sure there are plenty more people who want guns who haven't been able to buy them, or at least are thinking about it. So the question is, has the world changed enough to make that strategy a really bad idea in retrospect?
What do you think?
I think it has. I think they convinced themselves that America's soccer moms were all going to, if they didn't actually wear a red shirt, they would be wearing one in their hearts, and that gun control would be a seller to the average middle-class suburban voter. But the average middle-class suburban voter now sees what's going on in places like Kenosha, Wisconsin right now, let alone Portland or Seattle,
right,
or Denver, and says, holy cow, what happens if that comes to my town? That's Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's not New York. That's not Chicago. That's small town USA, and it can happen anywhere. So I have a feeling that the gun control message is not going to sell as well as it as the Democrats thought it would back in January.
Yeah. I wonder about that simply because I wonder about what they thought was the precursor that was going to make it so attractive. Because in 2013, when Biden was the vice president, you know, Obama thought the wind was at his back. He was going to get universal background checks. Universal background checks would be a very bad thing to have implemented simply because that means that they would have to have a gun registry for that to work. And they would point that out. They would say, first they would get the universal background checks, and then they would point out to the American voters, in order for this to work, in order for us to stop crime, we have to have a gun registry. We have to know where the guns are in order to be able to track them correctly.
Correct.
And you know, that's just the way they, you know, it's just a different way of spelling gun registry, which then once there's a gun registry, then they're going to be able to come into your house.
Yeah.
And to make sure that you've got the guns and to make sure you've got them stored safely or whatever else without a warrant. Right? Because it's all in the name of safety. However, when he thought he had the wind at his back, he did not get that. As a matter of fact, the day they voted on all of that stuff, the thing that got the most votes was national reciprocity.
Yes, it did.
So, it just makes me wonder how, when they don't have a Sandy Hook at their back pushing this agenda for them, because any other, I mean, the only time they ever do this is when they've got one of these rampage occurrences that has happened. They don't do it on a daily basis for the most part. So
no, it's the not let a crisis go to waste push.
Yeah. So what was it that made them think in January that, you know, this is a smoking hot idea, I can't wait to get this done?
Well, they've been pushing the bogus statistic for years that 90% of Americans think that we need more gun control. The only problem is whenever you ask those people in a survey what that actually means, right, you don't just say more gun control. They say, you know, do you want to see a ban on AR-15? Do you want to be limited to the number of guns you can buy every month? Or do you want to be required to store your gun in a safe when it's not on your hip? That gets a whole lot less popular really quickly.
Yeah.
And now when you see shops being burned and people being assaulted and fighting in the streets across the country, the appeal of all that drops even further.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, you know, I was... It's pretty stupid to push gun control now, in my view. If you're going to try to, because you know, Cuomo had presidential aspirations, but you got to be able to sell that to the rest of the country if you're going to run for president.
Yeah, Northeastern Democrats have not done traditionally well.
No.
In presidential races, but that's exactly what we have right now.
Yeah.
In Scranton, Joe Biden.
Well, listen, you got to give him credit where credit is due. He only has to worry about that when he remembers he's running for president. That's all. That's all there is to it. He only has to worry about that when he gets to remember he's running for president. I just, yeah, it's one of the most tone deaf things I've seen, especially now, because they were the ones that pushed the whole COVID thing and all the other stuff, and people reacted to it. I get you think you know what? I'll ask you this question when we get back. We're about to head into the next break, and for those of you that, if you're looking for what I would refer to as breaking news, the very best place you can go is thetruthaboutguns.com, because 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day, they've got a new article popping up. What was on the front page on at the beginning of the day will not be what's on the front page at the end. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. starvation, or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, if you'd like to, you can write some of this down, Dan, okay?
Okay.
Because I got a big question to ask you, and I think this could actually lead to a pretty good article, but then again, I'm not an editor, and if I was actually pretty good at that kind of thing, I'd be doing a lot of writing. But all of that punctuation and capitalization, it just turns me off. Anyway. So, have you ever seen the new Mad Max?
Thunder Road? Yeah.
No. Is it Thunder Road?
The one?
No, it's with Tom Hardy. Yeah, Thunder Road. So, yeah. You remember Immortan Joe, whenever he wants to get an audience, he releases water. They're all waiting on water from Immortan Joe. They're all beholden to the water. Have you ever seen Waterworld?
I have not.
Okay, in Waterworld... The bad guy in Waterworld, they're all on an oil tanker, and what they're all waiting on cigarettes. So when he wants to get their attention, he throws a bunch of cigarettes at them. So here you have in various forms after the epoxy clips, the new government's out there and they're holding out commodities, so to speak, in order to keep people in line. So let's cut to COVID-19. Now when this year started, when we were at SHOT Show and everything, it wasn't a question of whether Trump was going to win re-election. It was a question of how bad or how rough it was going to be on Biden if he was the presumptive nominee, because the economy was just going along at a record clip. And you have people like Bill Maher out there on TV wanting to know how to start a recession or something. That kind of thing. They wanted to find a way to crash the economy. So then we get COVID-19. Now we in the history of this, in 244 years of this country, we've been through 12 pandemics. We've never shut down the government. We've never quarantined well people. We've never played the mask game. We've never played like we were all Typhoid Marys in waiting. We've never done any of that. But we had to do that this time, right? Do you think when the media was pushing this narrative and when the Democrats were enjoying this with relish and saw a glimmer where, okay, maybe we can trash the economy now. Do you think when they were going through all of this and they started talking about food shortages and all this other stuff, and then we started getting, George Floyd and everything else, do you think this turnaround where, because people started buying guns left and right at the beginning of COVID, Not at the beginning. It wasn't. This didn't all start with George Floyd. It all began at COVID. Do you think this has been a big miscalculation as far as an information campaign they've been running?
I'm not clear. First, let's go back. Are you saying that the whole COVID thing was some sort of conspiracy?
No, not at all. COVID-19 is real. I've had it. I caught it at SHOT Show.
I know somebody else who runs a prominent firearm blog who 99% sure he got it too.
Well, I've been tested for the antibodies, so I have the antibodies present.
Oh, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
So, I know it's real. However, I mean, I've had heart attacks and open heart surgery and the flu and pneumonia and all these other things. And COVID-19 was very uncomfortable.
That's what I understand.
Just like pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Pneumonia is very uncomfortable. And I've had pneumonia 14 or 15 times because I'm asthmatic, right? So while I will sit here and I will tell you it is real, I will also sit here and tell you that I do not think it is the bubonic plague.
Well, no, I don't think it is either. But I think it's apparently more communicable than the flu.
Yes.
It's apparently slightly more serious than the flu.
Depending.
And again, it depends on what demographic group you're in. If you're older or have complicating factors, it can be a serious problem.
Very, very.
Younger people, not likely to do much to you at all.
Right.
COVID is very real. And it's, if on a scale of 1 to 10, the flu is a 6, this is probably a 7 or an 8.
Right. However, we have never gotten to herd immunity with any other disease by hiding from it.
No. And we're not going to do it this time either.
No. So while I'll sit here and I will concede to you that, yes, COVID is absolutely real. At the same time, I think the information campaign, I think what they expected, and the reason I was asking you about, Mad Max and Westworld, they expected, and they got from a lot of people, they expected everybody to be turning their face to government. What should we do? How will we live through this? And, part of their problem was they stuck Fauci out there, who he changes his mind every time he opens his face.
That is a huge problem, that the government and Fauci and others change their story on a regular basis. And they blew their credibility, and once it's blown, you don't get it back.
And the other part is that the reaction of a lot of people caught them off guard.
How do you mean? In terms
buying
of how
guns.
People... Oh, I see.
Because what is the overwhelming, what's been the overwhelming narrative? All of the guns are owned by 54 white guys, old white guys. That's been the narrative, right?
And yeah, that certainly was, at least a few years ago. Yeah, all those super buyers or super owners, whatever they called them.
So, I think that while part of it is real, yes, part of it is real. I think it's a good poker hand that they really overplayed in the World Series of Poker. They really overplayed the hand. They overestimated the hand. They got it. Once they got that one combination of cards, they thought, this is it. This is where we make our turn. And I think that's, when you're looking at places like California where they're turning off the power, and they're turning off the power on a bunch of young millionaires. And, they're like teenagers, early 20s that made their money on social media. They own mansions, and if they have a party with a bunch of other kids that are not really going to get sick from COVID, they turn off their utilities.
Well, they are, but to be fair, they were turning it off last year too. That has something that's not COVID related. That has it was stupidity that's been going on there for an awful long time.
Oh, so that's not a new Garcetti thing?
No. That same thing can happen. Pacific Gas and Electric is just a rolling disaster.
Anyway, I think there's something there, Dan. And if you think it has legs, well, as long as you start out the article with, the other day I was on the greatest radio show known to man. Then you can write it however you like it.
I will will take that under advisement.
Yes, sir. I think you should. So, I understand your words of caution and everything about COVID and everything, but you don't you think we should be back to normal by now?
I think we should certainly be moving in that way. And I think most places are. I know things are starting to look a whole lot more normal here in Texas and here in Austin. But it seems like the reaction to COVID is extremely predictable in each state, depending on the party of the governor.
Yeah.
If he happens to be a blue governor, it's much more restrictive and much more authoritarian. If it's a red governor, it seems to be a much more laid back and more let the locals decide type of situation.
We should sell this to 60 Minutes. That's what we should do. We just sell the whole premise. We're about to run out of time. Before we run out of time, thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan will be joining us next week on Tuesday instead of Monday. So I did see that part of the text, buddy. But I do appreciate you taking the time to join me this evening.
Happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.